You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yep, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, well, listen, I'm going to number two of the triple dipper for the day, sharing the battle space, part three. So here's the deal. I said earlier in the week that every day this week my intent was to have another member of the conservative movement come on and tell us what their organization does, sort of lay the groundwork so you guys can know. I think it's important that you know who you're sharing the battle space with. You know, I talked about the fact, I likened it to the idea that, like, for instance, in a wartime scenario, your area of operations for your unit, well, you don't need to have overlapping lines of effort. You need to know who's there so you can avoid fratricide. You know who's there so you can coordinate your efforts. And you also need to know that you've got your turf and they've got theirs. Sometimes you're going to have an issue-based organization or a principle-based organization or a policy-based or a political or a legal. There's all kinds of ways you can get involved in what I would call conservative advocacy. One of those who's been out there for quite a while now, the Eagle Forum. They are a national organization founded years ago by Phyllis Schlafly, and I'll let my guest tell you more about that in a minute. But the Alabama chapter, Eagle Forum of Alabama, the executive director, is a friend of mine who I've had the pleasure of knowing and advocating alongside for a number of years, and that's Becky Gerritsen. So without further ado, hey, Becky Gerritsen, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be with you again.
It's good to be with you, and thank you for coming. And listen, I got to tell you, I did not realize until I was getting ready for today's show that the Southern Poverty Law Center has named y'all a hate group. Were you aware of that?
Well, yes, actually, not recently. I think we had been named previously, so I don't know if this is if they went back through and we have been named again as a hate group. So you'll have to send me that link. Interesting.
I think so. I took it right off the SPLC's website for the 13 hate and anti-government groups that are tracking in Alabama, and y'all are listed as number two on the list as an anti-government movement in Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Whoop, whoop. Well, they certainly have that wrong, but I guess we could, since they said it, we can wear that as a badge of honor.
Darn right. I mean, I'm waiting for them to name Right Side Radio a hate group so I can go out there and fundraise against it. But
yeah, well, it's coming. Watch out.
Hey, listen, my friend, what I want to do is just, I'd like to hear, give us the genesis, the background, a little bit of history, if you will, about Eagle Forum, how you got started. And then the Alabama chapter, I know you've only been involved for a number of years. Uni Smith was the executive director for a number of years. But tell us about what y'all been up to in Alabama and what you see coming. But just start with the history of the big movement.
Yeah, well, Phyllis Schlafly did start Eagle Forum back, it's been 51 years now. We had our 50th anniversary last year. And before Eagle Forum, it was Stop ERA. So she had a movement even before Eagle Forum came along, but she knew once that Equal Rights Amendment issue was going to go away that she needed to keep educating people on important, timely issues that are affecting the family. And so Eagle Forum was started. Eagle Forum of Alabama started over 40 years ago, just a couple years after the national organization. Uni Smith was one of the co-founders, and she was friends with Phyllis Schlafly. Uni Smith is still our president and still working hard every day. She's even down at the State House sometimes during the session, and she is a very amazing woman. So we've got a great person leading the organization here. But our main goal is that we advocate for public policy that protects and cultivates the nuclear family. And we do that in a bunch of different ways. One that you're probably most interested in and that your listeners know us because of the legislative fights that we get into. Not only do we help write legislation, but we also lobby for good legislation. We do try to kill bad legislation that comes along. And just by way of example, this year, we had Eagle Forum had presence at the State House every single day of the session.
Wow.
We hosted three press conferences from the State House. We testified in seven public hearings, including topics like critical race theory, school choice, the women's sports bill, What is a Woman Act, and some voting and election bills. So we like to say that we are your voice at the State House. And if some of you are familiar with the bill that was passed a couple of years ago that would ban all those transgender procedures, the puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and sex reassignment surgeries, we had a big hand in that legislation, a campus free speech bill to protect all of our colleges so these kids wouldn't have to go to their little free speech zones. That was a big deal in 2019, and we helped write some legislation and got that passed. And so we work very hard at trying to we're not high-powered paid lobbyists. I mean, the majority, we have 1.5 paid staff, and we are, it's a network of volunteers that we cobble together, and it's more than cobble. We have quite a little army up here that helps us, and so that's one thing that we do.
Yeah, let me jump on that real quick, though, Beck, if you don't mind, because you guys are like a lot of other organizations. You're volunteer heavy, staff light, and that's by design, really, because that way you keep the budget at a tight minimum, but you effectively put together, like you said, an army of volunteers, and I made the comment yesterday. I mean, so far this week we've had two other groups on, and both of them are the same way: one or two staff, lots of volunteers. And that's what I want my audience to hear, is there's a way for them to plug in, because it's not like you have to have a doctorate degree in divinity or anything else. You don't have to have an MBA. You don't have to have experience working in the upper reaches of government. You just have to have time and the willingness to give it.
Right.
And that's what's so important.
It's another important reason to donate, because we are able to be very strict with our budget, but we have a lot of expenses because we bring in experts to come testify sometimes to these things. You know, we do have a lot of expenses, but it's not personnel expenses necessarily. So your money goes really far when you give to Eagle Forum. And another great thing that separates us from a lot of other statewide organizations is we have a national presence. We do have an office on Capitol Hill. And so we are able to engage in those fights also. So when you support Eagle Forum of Alabama, you're also supporting the national work that we do as well, which is a real benefit, I think.
No, I agree with
you. To donors and to all of us, really just trying to educate people on what's happening, not only here at the state level, but also federally.
Well, and you guys have such a great pedigree that's built over time. I mean, 50 years nationally, 40 years just in Alabama alone. And am I mistaken, was Alabama one of the first state chapters?
You know, it probably was. I will tell you now, I will say this just personally, I think it is one of the states that is rocking and rolling, and we compete with other states and tease them that at our, you know, we're going to have more people at our national conference, and we have really fun little battles together with the other states, but the people look to Alabama and go, we want to do what they're doing because they are really good, and they're doing a lot of great things. Still, one thing we started 2 years ago, back in the day, 40 years ago, Eagle Forum had a lot of small groups all over the state, like in every county. You know, it was learning about communism and all these little coffee groups and stuff. Well, as time has gone on and, you know, in the 2000s, those kind of began to go away. But we really resurrected that in 2021, and we have at least 18 groups that meet all across the state every month. And people can go to our website and try to find an event near you. Mm. But we are educating people on human trafficking or how to detox from vaccines, school choice, election integrity. I mean, we have such a wide variety of topics, but this is how we build the grassroots, and this is how we continue to educate people about what's happening. What's happening in public schools? We are bringing light to the sex ed programs that are being taught that parents have no idea about this graphic sex stuff. And we have, you know, a lot of really great resources that we use. So another good reason to be getting involved with Eagle Forum.
That's outstanding. And so I just see this as being, you know, a win-win when you've got an organization, like you say, with a national presence, a long history, and a local chapter that does grassroots work. I mean, that's an ability. You have an ability then to get involved with something that is working at a level bigger than any one person could do on their own. But let me ask you this, with a couple of minutes left here, You guys have a great presence. I mean, you've done, like you said, a number of things, not the least of which I think the VCAP bill, which is the bill that that helps to ban transgender therapies and surgeries on kids in Alabama. You guys were heavily involved in that, helped write that legislation even. What do you see coming down the pike? I mean, are there any particular issues y'all are keying on within the next year that if folks want to get involved, they can say, oh, gosh, I can jump on board now and help work on that?
Yeah, we have a couple of really important ones, and these are ones that we worked on this year as well. But school choice, we really want to empower parents to be able to choose the education and have their money go to the school of their choice, whether it be private school, homeschool, using tutors. So the PRICE Act is the bill that we helped with last year. So I know that will be coming back. We'll be watching because we know some people want to put strings on it. So
right. That
could turn out to be a bad thing. But right now it is very well written, and people can find out more about that on our website. Another one that we are supporting that is very important, and that is for cell phones. In Alabama, if you purchase a cell phone in Alabama, that the porn filter, as soon as that phone is activated,
yeah. The
porn filter would switch to on. Super simple legislation, but very important in protecting young children from accidentally seeing pornography at a very young age, which is what we're seeing. So those two are really important. We have the drag queen bill that we're supporting so that drag shows cannot be done in public spaces where there are children. We really want to protect these young children from this awful, you know, sex that's being thrown at them. So I know those are big focuses that we'll be working on. There are a lot of issues. I know we'll be fighting gambling. That's going to be coming very hard and heavy this year, and that is something we're opposed to. So we'll be defensively working on that end as well. We're working on several other pieces of legislation that I'm not ready to talk about yet, but you'll find out more as we go along. But we will be very busy in the next session. I will tell you that.
It's a target-rich environment right now, isn't it?
Yes.
Well,
very much. Very much.
Well, listen, Becky, I really appreciate the work that you've done. I mean, before you even with Eagle Forum, I know that you were with the Wetumpka Tea Party. You're very politically astute and conservative, and you've even testified before Congress with the lowest learner incidents back in the day. If folks want to get involved with Eagle Forum, go ahead and tell them right now where they can find you.
Okay, I'll do that. And if I could just mention one more thing, I'm at the State House right now, and something came up already, and this is why it's great to have us here. Let me tell you that. Can I tell you that first real quick, Phil?
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds here, Becky.
Okay. Well, then I won't tell you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Hey, I'll tell you what, Becky. You want to hang on during the break? If you can hang on during the break, we can just come right back and keep talking. How about that?
Yep. In the meantime, go to alabamaeagle.org and find out more, but stay over for the break. I got to tell you this other hot news.
Okay. We'll be right back then. All right. We're with Becky Gerritsen from the Eagle Forum, just one of those conservative groups sharing the battle space. And you might want to know they're out there. And so as you've heard now, this is three groups in a row that we've talked about just this week, two more still to come. There may be a way for you to get involved, issues-based, politics-based, legal, whatever. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we're going right back to the phones. My friend Becky Gerritsen, executive director for Eagle Forum of Alabama, just gave us the rundown in the last segment there about the history of her organization, the kind of things they stand for, what they're doing, what they've been after in the past year. But she's in the State House right now, which is also very cool because I love getting live reports. Remember, they're in special session right now for the redistricting thing. So that being said, let me just jump back on the phone with her. Hey, Becky, we're back. What you got going on down there right now?
Okay. So here's the situation. As you said, they're here for a special session to redraw the congressional line.
Right.
Well, sometimes they try to pass other things, and there was a bill that was passed in the House today that would remove the BIR, which is the, you can talk about this later and go into detail, but the budget isolation resolution, and I'll let you talk about that when I'm off the air, they're going to remove the BIR from all local legislation. Well, they told the House members that this was really important because there's lawsuits that are coming and they need to do this. So it passed the House today 102-1. Well, we got wind of this, and we love to work with other organizations, so API, yeah. Alabama Law Institute, ALCAP, Eagle Forum, were instantly alerted and realized this is a problem, because when it comes to gambling legislation, like we saw last session,
yep.
a Senate bill came through disguised as, well, it was local legislation, but it had to do with gambling. The BIR is a stopgap to not let legislation pass so fast. And so I'm here at the House, and I'm running around to all the senators saying, do you understand this bill can have unintended consequences to make gambling pass easier throughout the different districts and counties? And they weren't aware of that. So we were able to work together to get an amendment put on so that it would exclude gambling.
Oh.
Now, I wish they could just kill it completely, but had we not been here and had us not be working with these other organizations to try to do something about this, we will probably see a lot more, another way of gambling legislation to pass easier than it had been in the past, which is going to be, we're going to have gambling coming at us like a fire hose next year,
yeah.
the regular way, through
yeah.
regular legislation. We don't need a two-pronged approach where they've now made it easier to come through local legislation as well.
That's good.
So that was just.
I actually got a text from Stephanie Smith from API about that very thing right
yes.
before I went on the air, and I was trying to decipher in my just real quick scan of the bill. I couldn't quite get a chance to digest it, but now I get it. So like, okay, I'll tell the audience more about BIR when I come
yes.
back right after this break, but. I'm glad you were there. I'm glad the other organizations.
Yes.
And by the way, what you just said was exactly what we need to have happen. Conservative groups banding
yes.
together to get work done in the same battle space. That's
yes.
good stuff.
Yes, and we do that often. I also wanted to say they will be voting on this momentarily. So I'll be in the gallery watching. I'll text you and let you know what happens.
Yeah.
But I wish the amendment could have been, well, let's exclude it for taxes. What about raising taxes? We should have a BIR on that too. But anyway, we did what we could do, and it's definitely better than it was. And so I'm really glad we're able to be here. So
all right,
with that, y'all, we're your voice at the State House. So please support us. Go to alabamaeagle.org and become a monthly donor or a member, and that would be awesome. And
all
thank
right.
you, Phil.
Becky
I really
Gerritsen.
Appreciate your time.
No, I appreciate you, and thanks for being down there in the State House even today. So, all right. Thank you, my friend. Well, listen, we're going to take a break right now. When we get back from this break, though, I'll refresh a little bit of what you just said, because that's a key point, and I'll explain some of the reasons why, and then I'll kind of move this thing, sharing the battle space. You need to know who else is wandering around in your battle space, too. How about George Soros? What? Yeah. I'll tell you a little bit about what he's been doing to try and fund the media, even in Alabama. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.